dreams I ever had. The taste still lingers on my tongue. Wild and unrestrained, I flew. Passionate and erotically wasted. Hi, this is Kat. Welcome to this moment in time in which I pleasure your ears with sweet and sultry nothings. A pause out of your busy lives to reconnect with your wild and erotic. Because sometimes we forget and could use a tantalizing reminder. So close your eyes, let out a sigh, and come get intoxicated on words with me. How much time and distance is appropriate before you connect with a former lover again? Depends on your heart's true mission and your strength in restraint. I hadn't made mine up before there she stood at the door. Her dark curls plastered to her face from the rain, drenched from unexpected turn of forecast. She apologized for the surprise, but she had just gotten caught into it. Right. She was never good at lying. It was her left brow that always gave her away. I didn't give her up, but instead played along. Truthfully, my heart was entertained, eager to see how the story would unfold. I welcomed her in and took her drenched coat from her body. My hand accidentally brushed against her breast and we both froze. I quickly turned away to hide the flush in my face and the obvious thrill in my eyes. She had been that one people infamously talk about getting away. She was an artist, and I, a stupid bartender. The way she made love was the way that she put paint to the canvas. Wild, messy, and full of raw expression. The image of her face and chorus of her climax visited me often in torturous dreams. In the time that I had had her, I was in constant disbelief. How could such an angel choose a broke fool like me? But perhaps that was the very mindset that led to our eventual demise. Death by the introduction of another man. A silver-haired fox who could give her far more than I ever could. The intrigue here was that she stood at my door, not the door of the silver fox. She started speaking words of little importance, and I nodded my head as if they were. I left the kitchen to offer her tea and ultimately put distance in between our bodies to diffuse the palpable attraction and give space and breath to my body's growing excitement. There had been a night in that very kitchen where she sat on my counter wearing just my t-shirt. As I mixed us tequila, she sang me drunk on love. Queen Bee couldn't compare to my girl's sexy rasp. My hands slid up her thighs, holding her ass as she wrapped her legs around my waist. She took the bottom of the shirt she wore over my head so that we were both inside like two kids in a sheep fort. Something about her playful manner made me impatient to have her. Kissing her tasted like berries and cream soda. Her lips like soft velvet. As the kettle whistled to announce its completed job, I turned to the other room to inquire how she liked it. But there she stood in the doorway. Her gray eyes held mine without any chance of escape, without any chance of another possible story as to why she was there. It was clear. I stepped towards her, her gaze still locked in mine as I stood over her. Taking her face in my hands, I pressed my forehead to hers and breathed her in a moment before pressing my lips to that berry-tasting mouth. The next few minutes were a blur of wet moans and discarded clothing. I lifted her feet from the floor and carried her to my bedroom. Total disregard to the collateral of our consequences, my heart said fuck it as my head said silent. I laid her on my bed. My eyes took in the physical perfection of this figure I had fantasized about for over a year. I could not close my eyes but for a blink. Should I miss a single glimpse of this moment, I'd regret it forever. She pulled me in with both her hands and the lust of her body. We fucked from the passion that was built only as a result of the long time anticipation and inappropriate fantasies during solo practice. I'd had her show me why she came back. Riding my body and working her tongue, she always had a wicked way with that tongue, and truth be told, could always make me come. The room heated to the friction of our bodies, fogging the windows that met the cold air on the other side of it. Every curve of her delectable body, I brought to my mouth. Every sound of pleasure that escaped her throat, I wrote my name to. And as we fell asleep, our bodies entwined in deep resignation to one another. I could not experience more gratitude in my heart than in that very moment. The next morning, I woke to the sound of birds announcing the break of a new day. My eyelids fluttered open to find my arms and bed empty. Had I imagined the previous evening? My loneliness at a new level of desperate attempt at resolution? Entering the kitchen, there sat two cups of tea and the kettle still full on the stove. I sighed as I leaned on the doorframe and shook my head in defeat. I couldn't help but laugh at myself for falling prey to her enchantment. Once again, I am reminded that she can never be had or be held. Not even for the brief moments I fool myself to claim her. For more pleasure, head to sexloveyoga.com. Until next time, stay wasted.